Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Ruth, how are you?
Great, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Can you use your powers to bring some sunshine to the area?
If I could, I'd do it every day.
There's a couple topics I want to talk to you about. First of all, I'd like to talk to you about the SAFE initiative.
Yes, it's a comprehensive plan. We call it Secure and Fair Elections, and it involves legislation, technology, and then how we're doing things differently internally, too. First, tougher campaign finance laws with more transparency and accountability, something Michigan very much needs. We're going to clean up Michigan voter rolls. We're going to make sure one citizen, one vote. We know that the Pew report on the state said we had 102.54% of the eligible electorate registered to vote in 2008, and you don't have to be a mathematician to know there's something wrong there. So we want to make sure we get our voter rolls cleaned up. And the other thing is integrity. We need to continue to work very hard at safeguarding the process, and we're going to do that through technology, expand the use of electronic poll books to help prevent fraud and reduce errors, and we're also going to have receiving boards because we found that about 30% of the votes cannot be recounted in Michigan because the bags have not been sealed properly. So we're going to make sure that that's fixed too.
Coming in to the job, did you know that you had these challenges that you needed to deal with?
I knew that most of them were here. Yes, I ran on most of these because I knew that they were issues, and I felt so strongly that they needed to be fixed.
Well, I don't want to take shots at the previous administration, but why wasn't this cleaned up years ago?
Well, for a lot of reasons. One, in the federal government until 2000, the federal government told the Secretary of State's office that whenever we had someone come in to get a driver's license, we'd offer them the right to register to vote. The problem is that was done without any kind of question about citizenship because the staff was told through federal government guidelines that they needed to ask if they wanted to register to vote. We think we have thousands of non-citizens on our rolls, and what is the most frustrating for me, and I'm just getting started, so it will get fixed one way or another, but the federal government is the only one that has that information. I wrote a letter to the Social Security Administration, and they said that they're not compelled to tell me who is a U.S. citizen and who is not by law, and so they weren't going to. I wrote letters to Immigration, which is called ICE now, and Homeland Security, and they have failed to even respond to my letter. These are the people that have the information. They're the ones that know who are citizens, not the Secretary of State's office and not the clerks. So we'll be working with Congressman Candace Miller, who used to be the Secretary of State, on some way we can have that data so that we can use it to make sure our voter rolls are clean. The other thing is the federal government continues to force us to keep people on the voter rolls even though they've moved out of the state, live someplace else, got a driver's license in another state, and even registered in another state. They require us to keep those names on for two more federal elections, which can be as much as 4 years, more than two and up to 4 years more. Well, we had a case recently where someone voted both in Florida and Michigan in the same elections. This kind of stuff, you just can't have it. One vote does make a difference. Every vote counts, and we have to be assured that it's one citizen, one vote. And getting that qualified voter file cleaned up is very, very important. The other thing is dead people. We have a lot of people that are deceased. So we did talk to Social Security Administration. They have been helping us with dead people, but only through the fact that we have we also have the motor division in our Secretary of State, which we're one of three in the country. So if they had a driver's license, they will tell us with a subscription that we've gotten who has passed away. We've taken 30,000 dead people off recently. There's another 20 that we're confirming, so that'll be 50,000 to get started with it. It really shouldn't be on our voter rolls at all.
From your perspective, why is the government withholding this information about illegal aliens?
You know, I have no idea why they wouldn't tell us who is registered to vote that may not be a citizen. And there's a lot of people that are here legally, too, and get driver's licenses. We're part of a global economy. We're always very glad to share our just top-notch universities in Michigan with people from around the world, and they do need a driver's license. That's not the problem. They're here legally, and they do need to drive. But the problem is the fact that some people are registered to vote, and it was under federal guidelines that they got on the voter rolls, and now they won't help them get them off. And, you know, there's very serious consequences to these people. Here you had somebody behind the counter that looked very official that asked them if they wanted to register to vote. They checked it, and when they vote, they get in very, very serious trouble, too. So it helps them, and it helps Michigan to make sure that our elections are just squeaky clean.
Well, you know, those there are folks who would oppose this, saying that you are messing with the possibility of people's rights. We made the mistake. We granted it to them. Why take them away now?
But I don't think we granted it to them. We asked them if they wanted to register to vote. I don't think it was ever granted to them. It says right on there, you must be a U.S. citizen. But some people evidently did not have the ability to read. I just think we have to keep our voting qualified voter file clean. One way or another, there's no doubt about it. The law says that you must be a U.S. citizen to vote in Michigan, and we need to uphold that law.
We're talking with Secretary of State Ruth Johnson on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And reading this information and listening to you, Ruth, it sounds like you really have a deep concern about campaign finances. Talk about why that is and where you think that's being misused.
Well, I think if anybody saw the headlines the last year, they know that we do have issues that people that are in office have been able to have, use their campaign money for legal defense for personal things. There are some people that just purely thumb their nose at letting us, the citizens, know what the money is that they've taken and from who and how much they've spent and where. And so we're going to really crack down on that. We have legislation that would do two things. One, it would make it a felony, anything over $20,000, and it would also allow forfeiture of that money if they continue to keep that information that is, it by law, they're supposed to put it out to the public so the public knows. So we're going to crack down on that. We know it happens, and it's got to be stopped. And the only way you stop it is to put teeth in the laws, and that's what we're working to do.
All right, Secretary of State Johnson, one final question for you. This is something you've told me here before. We've got a serious challenge here in the state of Michigan in getting more people out to vote. If we could empower you to do that, what could we do to encourage folks to get them out to vote more?
You know, I think we need to start it very young. One of the things we did is took our old machines in Oakland County when I was the clerk here. The local clerks were so great. They're the ones that owned them, and they took their time. And we went right into as low as first grade and had kids use those voting machines and voted on different issues, whether it be something kind of simple and fun like what kind of ice cream you want or student council or who you would like to have be the president of the United States. They had such a great time. I think us as parents, we have an obligation, responsibility to teach our kids. This is a national treasure. It's a privilege. It is an obligation and responsibility, I think, too. Every one of us that can vote needs to get out there and do that. It is our civic duty. So many people have given so much. But it's multifaceted, from your parents encouraging you, from using old machines in the school so it takes out the mystery of it, and also realizing people lay their lives on the line. They die for this wonderful privilege we have, and so many countries don't. It's so important. Democracy, our limited republic, it is the foundation of our whole country and our liberties and our freedoms. And we need to make sure we get that out to people, all people. Please come vote. It's your time for us to hear your voice.
All right. Thank you, Secretary of State Johnson.
Thank you, Tony. You have a great day.